Let's return to Egypt now, where the military rulers have bowed to public pressure as tens of thousands of people remain in Cairo's Tahrir Square, demanding an accelerated transition to democracy. At a meeting with political leaders and candidates, the military supreme command agreed to bring forward the presidential elections, which will now be held before next July. The parliamentary elections will go ahead as scheduled next week. Presidential candidate Amr Moussa was at the meeting with the military council. He's a former secretary general of the Arab League and one of the front runners for the Egyptian presidency. I spoke with him earlier from Cairo.
There are important steps that were agreed upon today. One of them is to change the government. The second is to confirm the date for the parliamentary elections, which starts at on the 28th of November. The third is to decide on the time frame for the presidential elections and the handing over of the government to an elected civilian authority by the end of June. So those are very important three steps taken into consideration.
Would we be able to go through one or two of those issues? For instance, you agreed on steps to protect the demonstrators. There's still tens of thousands of people in Tahrir Square in Cairo and more joining, it would seem, as youth groups are calling now for a mass turnout. Have the military authorities agreed to ensure that there is no more violence used against the demonstrators, no more rubber bullets, no more tear gas?
That was the essence of our talks and the essence of our discussion. There should be no further use of force or violence.
At the military council meeting, what was the tone of the meeting? Were the military leaders surprised?
Very positive, I must say, very positive. And they affirmed their desire to leave as soon as they are able to hand over the authority to the elected civilian government. Their job is not to govern the country, but to defend the country, and they have a lot of other missions that are waiting for them.
But I just wonder how the military leaders defended the level of aggression that had been on display against demonstrators and these tactics.
No, they didn't defend that at all. They were as upset as all of us. But since they are the responsible, they are the ruling council, they were clear that they are going to investigate. Not only they have indeed ordered an immediate investigation of what happened, and that they are talking to all concerned to stop this the confrontation and to take care of the wounded and compensate the victims and so on.
So will the demonstrators be able to remain in Tahrir Square for as long as they want?
I believe so. They have that right, but to stay as long as they want is something else. But they do have the right to demonstrate and to call, to ask for whatever they want to ask for. We hope also that this would be accepted and considered as positive steps by the demonstrators.
Is there any sign of that? Because the last thing I saw was that particularly the leaders of the youth groups there are calling for that mass turnout. They're calling for the military to give way to civilian rule now.
What kind of civilian rule? What kind of authority? The point is that it has to be an elected authority.
The cabinet had offered its resignation. I understand that's been accepted, and a national salvation government has been established. Who's in the new cabinet? Are you a part of the new government?
No, the new government has not been established. In fact, the old government has been asked to continue as a caretaker. Consultations have not yet started.
But there will be an interim government again to replace this cabinet or not?
Yes, an interim government.
How will all this impact on the general election scheduled for next week? Will they go ahead?
Yes, it will go ahead, of course.
So they will go ahead, there will be a parliament elected, then you and others are standing in the race for president. That's now been, according to this new timetable, brought forward to July.
No, later than July.
So by July there will be a president. Should you be elected president, what would your priority be to get your country back on track and restore confidence in the government?
Oh, there are a lot of steps that should be taken immediately, of which to combat the corruption, stop the waste and expenditure. There are so many things, especially to start reconsidering the files that have been neglected for so many years and months. There's a lot to be done, and that is why it is really in the best interest of the country to have have the elected government in office very soon.
And how does an elected government manage the transition of power from the military, such a powerful military who has such control, not just over the lawmaking at the moment or the running of the country, and the justice system, but also in terms of their huge financial assets which they run? Is this an issue, diminish the economic power of the military?
This will be the issue. The whole issue discussed in the Constitutional Committee, what kind of constitution we are going to have, and the authority of all institutions and the state. Those issues will be discussed in the proper place and proper time. But what we have in mind is to establish a real democracy and a state that is in full control of all issues pertaining to people and their interests.
Amamusa, do you expect these concessions from the military today to satisfy the protesters? Because, as I mentioned, the initial reaction is they don't go far enough. What's your message to the protesters in your country?
My message is very clear that the situation now has cleared up in so far as the democratic process is concerned, and in so far as the handing over of the authority from the military to the civilian within the next few months and in according to a determined time frame, which are steps in the right direction, important steps in the right direction for the new era.
And what's at stake here for the region if Egypt can't manage this transition? Many Arab countries watching Egypt, would failure in your country spell failure?
No, we are not going to fail. We are not going to fail. We are going to succeed. Well, the spirit today was very constructive. And in a matter of a few hours, we were able to clear up the atmosphere from a lot of confusing atmosphere, and the all those who were present from right and left were all agreed to move on. And this is very promising and gives me reason for optimism.
Amamusa, thank you very much for joining us on Australian Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amamusa, a front runner in next year's Egyptian presidential elections, joining us there from Cairo earlier this morning.